This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We now welcome Paige Tovin, Education Program Assistant Manager at Urban Growers Collective. Paige, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. I'm great. It's awesome to be here with you and share some space. Really excited to chat.
Yeah, it's always exciting to have you all on the show. And for those who are new to hearing about Urban Growers Collective, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do?
Absolutely. So Urban Growers Collective is a Black woman-led farm, but really nonprofit farm like conglomeration here in the city. We're working towards building more just, equitable local food systems through using urban farms as like our tool for community connection, education, and really that transference of practical skills to our communities that we work in and live in too. We're primarily on the south and west sides of the city, and we operate about 8 different sites, about to be 9, but got a lot of exciting things happening.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we'll get to some of those things, but you mentioned 8 primary sites, and I think I read somewhere about 11 acres. How do you guys so effectively utilize your space?
Yeah, I mean, we're built on the foundation of like quite a deep history of urban agriculture. Before we became Urban Growers Collective, a lot of our core leadership team were a part of an organization called Growing Power. The leader of Growing Power was actually Erica Allen, our CEO's father, Will Allen. And so we bring like almost 20, or I think a little bit more than 20 years of experience into this field here in Chicago. In terms of effectiveness, I mean, it's really just like that consistent and repetitive practice. I mean, there's so much that we've learned from just observing and being a part of like our urban ecosystem and seeing, okay, this is the stuff that works, this is the stuff that doesn't. And then being open and flexible to the things that are telling us, okay, climate change is a thing. Like, we got to make some like on the fly decisions about like how to approach different issues that come up, especially like the unique ones in urban spaces, like different pests or you know, the heat effect from the city and all of that. So yeah, that's a practice.
Absolutely, and a big part of what you guys do is job training, and kind of trying to help pay the knowledge forward in your community. So that kind of brings me to this internship program. Can you tell us about it and how people can apply and who's eligible for it?
Yes. So definitely job training is the name of the game with Urban Growers Collective. That's some of our premier programming that we run. The internships itself, we have 3 different seasons of programming. So spring, summer, fall. We just closed up our spring application, and so our summer one is up and ready to go. Those programs are about 10 weeks each, where we're really showcasing some like for real experience out in the field of urban agriculture. So, like, it's a production internship where you're kind of mirroring a lot of the work that we're doing with our staff members, getting a chance to like get down into the dirt and really see, okay, like from the seed to the maintenance of the plant to all the way to harvest, like this is what it looks like to operate at the level that we are. And then there are some components too of like community connection. We also have interns join us for like different market opportunities as well. We have our awesome Fresh Moves mobile bus that goes around to different neighborhoods in the city and links us up with like cool food distribution opportunities. We have our own farm stand too over in South Chicago too. So interns really get to be part of operations at all of those different levels of production and see. Like at the end of the day, the question that we're trying to answer is like, do you want to be a grower in the city or not? And
Right.
so that experience is really just to help transmit all of that information and help you make a decision.
All right. So you kind of laid out some of the things as far as being a part of every level of production, like interns will be. Are there a couple of examples of things that interns will get to learn about and get to learn how to do through an internship?
That's a great question. It really depends on the person, honestly. Like the first time that someone's joining us, because our the way that we set it up is like we love having people come back. The first year is really all about absorption. Like, what are all of the things that I could possibly like squeeze out of this internship and learn? We do like reflection projects for the end. And then your kind of second go around with us or second season is like when you get to do your like tailored project. Projects that we've done with folks in the past have been like, I had an intern last year do a really awesome project where they like created a zine that was all about their connection to like different harvestable plants at different points in the season. Created this like beautiful like artistic representation of like when you could harvest and like recipes too that are connected to those different seasonalities. And that's like something that we can like connect to our community members too and provide that as a resource. Or even like from the more technical levels too, I had another intern join us and help us with like gap auditing and like get to know like what that system of good agricultural practices are and like what are all the things that are boxes you need to check in order to like pass particular audit reviews. So you can really kind of plug in where your interests are at that level, but knowing too that like still we're like in the mix of doing that farm work too and balancing the two interests.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so like, how important is it to bring like food sustainability education to your communities on the South Side that is, some of them are in what is called food deserts?
Alex, that's a great question. I mean, from our perspective as an organization, it's invaluable, and honestly happens hand in hand with the work that we do. You know, like we're not just putting the seed into the ground to put it in, but like we're working with community members, we're working with staff members and students and whoever to really talk through the meaningfulness behind that. And so you know, working primarily on the South and West sides, like to be able to share knowledge and locations where that knowledge has historically been like divorced from people or like disconnection sown because of one's historical relationship to agriculture, one's just like fear too. Like that, I feel like that's a big thing that we see a lot is just like fear of dirt and insects. Like those are things that keep you away from it too. But those are like systemic things too that are brought into the mix that support people being pushed away from like our most like natural state. And so like the spaces that we hold are all about facilitating and bringing back that connection. And you can really do that in all of the ways. Like you can do that through the internship, you can do that through our youth programming, but we also do like volunteering and different workshops. And so like really however you're ready to plug in to that conversation, like we're ready to take you in and do
Yeah,
it.
absolutely. Paige Tobin, Education Program Assistant Manager at Urban Growers Collective, joining me this morning. So I kind of want to expand on what you just sort of talked about, and that would be the other ways of job training. We're talking about internships, but what are some of these other ways? Since you guys mentioned it is so important to pay this knowledge forward, can you talk about in maybe in a little bit more detail some of those other ways of job training that you guys offer?
Yes. Okay. Let's run it through. If you are interested in volunteering with us, that'll be opening up in April-ish. We're still early spring, so check out our website and sign up on our newsletter to get those immediate notifications of when hours are. They tend to be on Saturdays. If you are a young person, 14 to 19, we run youth programming, paid youth programming, in partnership with After School Matters. Summer application is not open yet, but will be in the next month or so. Sign up on our interest form online as well. But that's a really great opportunity to join us at three of our main sites, Grant Park, South Chicago, and then out west over at our Roosevelt Square location. And is like a run through too of like practical experience with young people. We'll be sending out a menu as well of workshop opportunities for folks to join us for kind of one-off learning opportunities. Excuse me, opportunities to get knowledge about things like composting, and we also do herbalism walks monthly throughout the summer, for example, as well. It's still fairly early in our seasonality, so many things more to come. However, a lot of good stuff that's on the horizon.
Now you mentioned, I know you briefly mentioned the food stand. That season starts in June, correct?
We usually have to wait for the weather to kind of make a decision
Depending,
about how it
okay.
wants to be. Yeah.
Depending
So it
on the
could be as early
season.
as May. Yeah,
So
absolutely.
like that period of where they call it like second winter, it just depends on how long that second winter is.
Exactly. I feel like right now we're seeing our weather making a decision about where we want to be, even right now in March. So hopefully by like
Yeah.
April, May, we're seeing a lot
We
more.
got to knock on wood on that one. But
Right, exactly.
we will see. And I know that there are these great membership opportunities as well for people, right, Paige?
Yes, that's true. We also run a CSA program, which stands for Collective Supported Agriculture, which is where you can plug in with us and get a seasonal box of fresh produce from our sites where you are getting like a collection of 6 to 12 different items that also reflect the seasonality of Chicago. So your early spring boxes are going to be a lot of like leafy greens. Your summer ones are going to be a lot more of like the like tomatoes, peppers, all of that good stuff. And then fall being some more of your like squashes and all of that. This is an awesome program. Highly recommend folks get out and sign up for it. So go to our website, www.urbangrowerscollective.org, and check out our CSA offerings. And we would love to have you guys and join us for our like the culinary aspect of the work that we do.
Paige Tobin, Education Program Assistant Manager at Urban Growers Collective. Paige, one more time, the website where people can find out all the information about internships, CSAs, opportunities to volunteer, and everything about your organization.
Absolutely. That is www.urbangrowerscollective.org. Come check us out. We would love to have you guys. And we'll see you this season.
Paige, thank you so much. It was great.
Thank you, Alex.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.